I don't know if you know Gunderman Insurance. There's Brad Schultz that works there. He bought his uncle's house in town, which is across what used to be the Dairy Queen. That's okay. Where he lived. And in the process of cleaning his house, he found an 8x10 picture folded into a square, a billfold-sized picture.
Okay.
A lot of corners and cracks and all kinds of stuff in it. It was kind of destroyed, but it was still very legible. So Charlie Winkie, who I don't know if you ever, he has a book in town here in the library about Slinger.
Okay.
He wrote a book, and he took it to a friend of his in Florida, and he repaired that picture. And then they got it back and showed it to me again, and I said, we got to reproduce this and show the people.
That's
so
amazing.
So I took it to the brand printing in town here, and I said, how big can you make this picture? He said, I can make it as big as present size, which is 3x4, I believe. And that's as big as he could make it. So we made three pictures. And this is the traveling picture. And we made all three frames like this. And what it is made of is a black walnut tree from Hartford, which was called the oldest tree in Hartford.
Oh,
and it
really?
Rotted, and parts of it fell on a building, which was at the corner of Cedar and Grand Avenue in Hartford. So I assisted and helped the guy to cut it down. So I said, we can't destroy this lumber. That's good. Black walnut is very rare wood or good wood. So we made three frames. This is the traveling picture. There's one in the Slinger Village Hall.
Okay.
And there's one at Gunderman Insurance.
Oh, and they're all made from that same wood?
Yes, and I made the frames, but it was five of us that chipped together on expenses, and I provided the labor to make
this
stuff.
That's beautiful, holy cow.
And all the wood for the tripod and everything is made from the walnut. And we still
That's
have like
really
tons
amazing.
And tons of it left.
Really?
Oh yeah,
well,
lots and lots
now?
Of it. At my house.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, it turned out really nice, and it's a very interesting story because there's a lot of, I didn't get to know Slinger very well until the 1962. I came to Slinger in 57 to high school.
Okay.
And I graduated in 61.
You graduated from the school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
61, I graduated. But then I got to work in Slinger through, I repaired a bus in my yard in Thresa, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then the bus got to Slinger, and the mechanics for the bus company asked who fixed this, and so they must have liked the work I did or something.
Yeah,
so they called
so.
me up and told me to come to Slinger. They needed help to fix buses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So 45 years later, I retired from there. So I got
that's
a job.
Awesome.
That's
you know,
amazing,
that's
a, yeah.
It's a station in town. I don't know, you know where the tractors are in town?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you go up one more block, and you'll see what's called Master Tech and Tom's Bar,
right,
home of the good fish, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's where I worked all those years. And the picture is on the bottom and the lower part of that of this picture.
Yeah.
But I just was so happy that he saved that picture because I kind of enjoy history a little
It's very interesting picture.
And there's a lot of memories on there for me. And
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, for over the years.
Was it interesting to see everything and how it changed from then?
Yeah, I like what you girls did here. It's really nice.
Well, thank you.
A lot of nice stuff.
I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
Jim Whitman.
Jim Whitman? Okay.
No, I worked with a lot of the people in town that probably to some degree put it where it is today. I enjoyed doing it. I at one time was involved with a group of guys that we made we flooded the baseball park.
Oh, really?
And then we had ice skating rink down there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's
they still
right
have
across
that.
From it.
Yeah, they should do that still.
We did that. It worked out pretty well down there.
Yeah.
But it only work it took was we had to clean up the sand mounds we made around for a circle.
Mm-hmm.
We took sand and we had to clean it up.
Yeah.